Like, this is all Catherine today.
I figured.
What's up, dude? What's up,
love
bro?
It when you start episodes with
it's just like a thing I saw on Eric Andre where I forgot what they were doing, but he was like, and they were like, it's like it was just constant uhs everywhere. There is some light news that I didn't mention the past episode or maybe the one before that, but Britney will be testifying June 23rd. She will be testifying her conservatorship at June 23rd at 1 p.m. I think that's Pacific time.
Well, that's a split though, right? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about how she spoke out about the movies about her?
Mm-hmm.
And how she doesn't like them because they're just also
focusing on the bad.
Yeah, and they're also kind of making a marvel of her life, which is what they're criticizing, and yet they're also kind of doing the same
thing. Yeah, so they are exposing, and yet like the whole thing about this was just to leave Britney alone, but when she make a doc, we can't leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she really just wants to be left alone at this point.
I don't know though, because she's on TikTok and she's on Instagram blowing shit up by herself.
I think she wants to be an artist more than anything, but I think wants her personal life to just be completely apart. Like she wants to be like Prince. Like you only saw him every once in a while and he only performed or gave an award and went away. Like you never saw him ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so paparazzi was never around him. You know, you didn't talk about him. That was that. But then again, like the patriarchy. So like with women, it's a whole different experience. What's annoying Catherine? It's been a hot minute, dude. What's annoying you, dude?
Shit, I don't know. Traffic? Oh, you know what's annoying me is all the people panic buying gas because
there we go. Yeah.
Like some of the traffic I got stuck in today was literally just I was stuck behind a bunch of people trying to turn into a gas station.
Morons, man. It's already fixed.
Yeah.
It's already fixed. So yeah. At this point,
it's so dumb.
Here's the fucking thing. Nobody fucking knew this happened days ago. This happened like Friday or Thursday. They were hacked. And only until now it became a big deal because they were like, oh shit, this affects everything. And then people start freaking out. And then they were like, oh, we're just gonna manually open it. It's just like, I don't know. It's really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking morons, man. But now, like, I hope people attempt to sell their gasoline because that's a felony. I really hope they fucking do. And then they're caught.
Well, there was an article I saw this morning where they had to advise people against putting gasoline in plastic bags.
It's so hilarious. It is 100% hilarious.
People, a dude's so Jeep dumb. Exploded because he bought a bunch of gas, put it in the trunk, and then lit a cigarette in his car.
I love Jesus. It. I fucking love it, dude. We are so stupid. We are so stupid as a country. Like, we're incredibly dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to trick people into getting a vaccine by giving them free beer and food. We're so fucking dumb, dude.
And still a lot of people haven't.
True.
Some mild update news. So me and Catherine were mildly talking about a Patreon the other day. Or yesterday. I don't remember. Time is an illusion. We might get a Patreon soon. Right, Catherine?
Yeah, sure. Let's get crazy.
Okay, you said
you make like $3, you know?
Yeah. Totally fine with me, dude. I got a mortgage to pay. We'll see who the real fans are and then we'll know your names. I want to give a quick shout out to somebody. Give me a sec. I got a hot DM the other day. I hope they're listening when this comes out. My guy Braden, he is a avid listener of our podcast, and he messaged me and sending me a screenshot that he was listening to like the Britney episode and like the High School Musical episode. So thank you so much for listening. It's kind of crazy people listen to us and tell us they like us.
I still don't believe it.
Yeah, they're just like, wow, you guys are so fun. I was just like, I don't believe it. Like,
are we fun? Are we a fun pair?
Apparently we're FUN.
Are we knowledgeable?
Hannah, are we fun and knowledgeable?
Do people enjoy us?
Yeah.
What? This is some half-hearted ass. That's like Hannah gave a yeah the way a mom tells her child that their drawing is perfect.
But see, if you guys both half-ass it, then it's a full ass. You're good to go.
Well, I think I don't. No, think
you're
we
doing
have,
a beautiful job. I'm just.
I don't. I think we're really just two cheeks of the same body.
There you go.
I'm very much the left, and she's the right.
Which cheeks?
I'm the left because I'm left-handed.
How does that make sense?
I don't know.
Why?
But I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm definitely the left cheek. I think Catherine's the right cheek. You know,
okay, then.
Because I do a lot of the creative side. I do a lot of the talking and the preparing and all. And she
left-brained is the other. Left brain though means you're like more logic focused.
We're talking about ass cheeks, not brains, bro. Get it together, bro.
Bro.
Fuck, I don't have a segue. God damn it, dude. I've been trying to like see segues of how people do it. It's so good.
We also never introduce ourselves. Should we do that? What about new listeners? Do they know who we are?
No.
It's not even in our description.
No.
Who are we?
They'll know our names if they listen to us long enough. They will understand the lore. I don't know.
It feels gatekeepy.
Oh, no. A little.
It's like talking about the 2000s. Come on. Yeah.
That one was rough.
It's so bad, dude.
That was a little rocky on the
last episode was amazing. That was an amazing segue.
Was it?
It was. That was awesome.
Was it? I don't know how much of it was a segue. Wait, what was last week's episode?
I made everyone do the Wildcats cheer.
Oh, yeah. No, but that wasn't like a segue. That was just a bit.
But it was good, though.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. All right. It was good. Welcome back to the show. We're here today with my right cheek to my left cheek, Catherine, and the scrotum to our body, Hannah. What's going on,
man? I was going to request to be a transparent, but yeah, that
was the tramp stat, bro. Let's go. How is everyone doing?
Not dead.
Yeah, woo! Let's go.
Yeah, that's kind of that right. Basically.
So today we were talking about how we feel we're going to talk about a band that describes how we feel all the time, which is All Time Low. I do not know a lick of anything about this band other than it's a lot of white guys and it makes the white girls go crazy. Mm-hmm. So to speak upon this, I'm letting Catherine take the reins. Take the reins of this episode.
I will say, hearing you say that you don't know a lick about them explains why you thought they would be a good podcast topic, because while they are near and dear to my heart, there's not a lot to talk about.
Oh man, short
like
episode.
Like if you look at the background,
Patreon exclusive.
Like this is going to be an episode that is purely conversational and personal opinion, because like if you just list facts about them, like there's not
podcast.
but that has literally been our
in a
podcast
way they're like
years.
A huge cliche, like in a way they're just a huge cliche.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to like the background of how they came about and all that other stuff, like I mean I can tell you, but there's not a lot to discuss about behind the band. It's mainly going to be I think the music and how people took the music, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I would like to take this moment to say that there is also band fiction and a lot of All Time Low.
Yes, that is true.
So, you know, if you want to take it there.
People have got to open up a window.
we can take it there. I'm cool with that.
I mean, I personally have not partook, but I did have friends that were like,
yeah.
That's insane, dude.
So, I know at least like my personal relationship with All Time Low. they were my favorite band when I was a tween and for much of my teens as well. I love them dearly. I think for me, they were like that perfect in between of like, I'm a teenager. So like, I need a little bit of angst, you know, like I'm angsty, but like, Honestly, my life wasn't that bad, so like I wanted to have fun too. And so
Yeah.
they were that nice balance of like there's a little bit of angst in there, but it's mostly kind of bops, you know?
I kind of think that when a lot of teens are angsty, they're incredibly like well off. Like everything is going pretty good. Like you're in a good home, good neighborhood. Your parents haven't split up. Like, you know, I think you're in a good spot, and you're just like, you know what? I'm gonna get bangs.
I'm gonna spray paint a tiger stripe clip on. Exactly.
I need my chain wallet right fucking now, dude.
Well, before we dive in more, Hannah, what's like your kind of experience with All Time Low? And
Well,
let's hear it.
I was thinking about it today and I was like, when did I start listening
I
to
thought
All
Catherine was
Time
gonna say
Low?
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
Oh
I mean, it's the same
my God.
thing. And so I think it was 7th grade and I went to Hot Topic and they had a white shirt with a pink dinosaur on it that said All Time Low. And from that point on, I was sold. That
And now I'm
was
here.
it. Before I even got to the music, I was like, yo, this is my shit. So
Wow.
I love that. That's like the best origin
I
story.
wonder if I can find a photo of the shirt
Oh my
actually. But
God.
anyway.
I had a couple of actually All Time Low is my first band shirt. Got it from Hot Topic, obviously.
Nice.
And then I ended up having two. So I had that one. It was like some fun bubble letters. It was a good time. And then the second one had like a polar bear kind of thing on it, like cartoony kind of polar bear. It was a good
Nice.
time, you know? Like
I found the shirt, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, it's on Poshmark.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm
Oh
not even
yeah, I
kidding.
found it too. I mean,
Also, I totally forgot, but I was gonna grab the CDs I have of their music in my car.
I only have the.
Multiple CDs.
Oh my God. I
And
love
it's
that.
crying, dude.
I have at least three of them physically, but I have more of them digitally, of course.
And I have all of them spiritually.
It's all here for us.
Oh my
My
God,
God.
dude.
But yeah, so All Time Low, just as a little bit of background info for ones like Jason, they started the band in high school. They got signed to a label while they were still in high
Maryland,
school.
right?
Yeah,
Gang.
from Maryland. Yeah, I
Gang
forget
gang.
where in Maryland, but Maryland. They got signed, started getting kind of big, got unsigned, got signed again, got unsigned again, and they got signed again.
They've
So
been through
really,
a
it's just
lot.
very much like high school band around their senior
That's
year. It
not good
started getting really big,
management,
so they actually started being like, "Oh, this is a band thing that we can do." And then they signed. I think they're still with
though. Were they?
Fueled by Ramen.
I was about to say, was it Fueled by Ramen? Because I
Yeah, they're
know that's
still signed
the
with Fueled by
last I
Ramen. So that was the
checked
last one. Yeah, and I think before that it was Hopeless Records, and that's who they were signed with for a
And from
lot
what
of
I
their
remember, that ended
discography.
really badly.
Yeah. So there's like some messiness behind that. Frankly, I didn't do enough research into that, so I have nothing to
So,
Sam,
no, I
dude.
mean, I can hit on this a little bit.
Share, please do.
I'm trying to remember the album it was, because it was the one they did right before it was Dirty Work. Dirty Work was the album. They had signed with this new company and they were taking them in a really pop direction, and Dirty Work was the album that they came out with. And it's just like so not their sound. It was such a weird release. And then so that happened, and it was kind of like Metro Station, but like poppier, which is not really what they, I mean, Metro Station is similar, but it was more like dance pop music, which is not their thing. And so after that, literally within that sort of same 1 or 2 years, they released another one with their new label, and there was one called, oh, what was it? So Long Soldier. And it was basically just a big fuck you song to the last people they signed with because they were like, oh, you know, artistic vision and et cetera. I mean, I believe in them because that album was really weird, but
Yeah.
there you
Damn.
go.
Yeah. I will say, like, from that album aside, I think they're one of the only bands I listened to from like back then that were really big back then in that kind of realm that still kind of make very similar music.
Yeah, Wake Up Sunshine. I listened to it the other day and I was like, yo, This is
yeah, like
solid.
and it's they haven't completely veered off to where they are unrecognizable, but they have changed enough that you can listen to it and be like, oh yeah, no, this is still fun. Like, yeah, I still enjoy listening to them. Yeah.
DNA.
Aside from Dirty DNA. Work, they have stayed very consistent while changing enough that it's not like exactly the same.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because like, think about, I mean, obviously Jason, you're in a slightly different timeline than me and Catherine, but like
yeah.
the middle school emo bands that emo quote unquote.
So what year were you in the seventh, like eighth grade?
So like, that probably, that?
That's going to be a lot of math, Jason.
No, I can do this.
I was in the eighth grade.
8 or 9.
Okay, so I was in the eighth grade 2005, 2006. Jesus. So I think I was, how many years ahead of you? Like 3?
A couple. Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, so right. So my emo phase was literally the genesis, like scene emo when everything was popping off.
Oh yeah, I mean 2007 to like 2010, like, was
seeing
really...
seeing like the Arctic Monkeys first arrive, and then Panic dropping I Write Sins, and then MCR dropping Helena, and then like just seeing that was all within like half a year. Yeah. And then Fall Out Boy, like it was just within like a year span of just everything one after another hitting you. And it was,
plus, I'm pretty sure Fueled by Ramen came like immediately after that very short span of time.
Yeah.
Where you kind of collected all of,
I saw the
artists.
Label and they were just, they had everybody.
Yeah. Well, it was Pete shit. Wentz, right? He's one of the ones that
yeah.
did that.
Fucking genius, dude. So, hey,
I can't
we're,
believe Old Time Low waited so long to get with them. Sorry, Jason.
No, it's kind of like when you see that there's an immense amount of artists playing the same music as you, the same genre, and your whole audience is the same thing. Why not just pull together? And that's kind of a pretty good genius idea, is to sign everyone to one fucking label.
Fair.
Because all the money is just right there for the taking, dude.
It really is, but they were doing okay by themselves because, like, I'm looking at the Wikipedia to make sure my dates are right, but So Wrong It's Right, which in my opinion is their best and most iconic album, Hollywood
I agree with
Turn
that.
Me
yeah.
On,
yeah.
Dear Maria, such a solid album, and that was 2007, 2008, so it's like right.
They, I think that really, like, 2007 was such a good year for them. Can I just say that?
But
2007 is just iconic all around.
It's such a great year for music because I'm pretty thinking, if I might be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure it's also the year High School Musical came out.
High School Musical 2, I think.
Okay, 2.
Even
so
better.
Yeah, even right?
better. Yeah.
Like iconic. Because I remember we had that 2007 party a few years back, and I remember thinking the entire time, like, wow, this playlist slaps.
That right?
was such a
it
good
was
party.
So good. It's so good. Yeah, no, that, because I remember looking through my research being like, oh, Dear Maria, Count Me in 2007. I'm not even surprised. That was the year.
That was it. That was it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh,
I mean, it's amazing.
Honestly, I would love to travel back to that time, like my age now, and just and go to Hot Topic without being yelled at by my parents.
Oh,
like
no.
I would love to do that, you know, but now it's just like, I feel like I missed that whole, because I really couldn't, I couldn't be as emo as like the white kids, because white parents don't care.
They don't.
They really
Sorry.
Don't.
I got away like, with some wild shit. That
exactly. Like... white parents don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I could not get away with like that much. Like as far as it went, like my hair went down here and that was it. You know, that'll never happen again.
But like black t-shirts and like dark jeans as tight as your parents would let you buy them.
No,
really?
I couldn't get them tight enough. No.
Oh.
No, they would totally disown me. Yeah. It couldn't happen. They would call me the F word. It just was not possible. But now I wear them and they just don't, it can't stop me. Now I'm literally what I should have been back then is now I am now.
You're a cycle behind, and hey, that's fine. Now it's
exactly
like retro
but it,
cool.
It's just refined. it's just cleaner now. I'm not wearing a t-shirt that screams attack, attack in like neon colors, you know.
Blood on the dance floor.
Jeez.
Those were like prime Hot Topic days, though.
When my friends would have just like that long hair and have their heads like always kind of tilted to the side and like red pants and like checkered belts.
Don't forget the tiger stripes of like blonde.
Oh my God. The tiger stripes, dude. It's tiger so stripes. Checkered wristbands, checkered Vans. I don't know if this was like a thing with you in middle school or high school, but we would always like switch hoodies and like shoes for like the day.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know why hoodies, but
not shoes.
Yeah, because my friends
that's
a complete dude thing. And so my friend had a pair of like audios, and I was like, "Yo, I really want that pair." He's like, "Oh, if you want, man, you could kind of have them till like fifth period." I'm like, "All right, bet." And so we would just trade shoes. Rip Audio, by the way. What a great shoe company. I love their shoes. They were a skateboard company. Well, okay. Skating shoe company. Yeah. ADIO. If you look them up.
I was a poser, so I don't.
Yeah. Fucking literally just seeing the shoe companies, like playing Tony Hawk, like seeing all the shoe companies and like all those companies that do not exist anymore just makes me sad.
I got to ask, does Osiris still exist? Is this still relevant?
Yes, Osiris still exists. I hated their shoes. I thought they were ugly. I think they're fuck ugly.
It's of the era.
Yeah, it is of the era. I'm sorry, I completely detracted.
Apologies. Yeah, we were talking about shoes. I'm like, is this a shoes episode now?
Yeah, well, yeah. Welcome to shoes.
Well, yeah. I mean, at least it's sort of on topic. At least it's about like 2000 shoes.
That's facts.
Are we gonna have to do a 2000 shoes episode?
No.
Heelys?
No.
Yes.
Actually, Heelys. That's not a bad topic because I think Heelys have caused so many accidents.
Heelys.
Bro, Heelys Crocs, are bad.
Converse, like we Crocs. Could.
So I'm seeing this story, this local news story about how Heelys roller shoes can be hazardous. Like, I love local news.
Yeah, obviously. It's like wheels on your feet.
I love local news so much. It is what god tier content. Also,
so anyways,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. One more thing. On a scale of 1 to 10, how wide is this name? Parker Jennings.
Very. 100.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, go on.
Anyway, Hannah, why do you think All Time Low is so popular, particularly with like women and stuff?
Well, I mean, the charisma is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Very charismatic dudes. So funny. I don't know if you ever watched their Silent Library on MTV. It's hilarious.
I have not. I'll have to look it up. I'm a fake fan.
You have to, but it's so cute because like they're friends from high school who are like living their dream, and I'm sure at times it felt like an absolute fucking nightmare, but like they really seemed like they really enjoyed what they were doing and like loved being around each other, and it was like this cute bromance in addition to like banging music. So
that's always something I appreciate about them, is they always kind of seem to be having fun, and they didn't seem to take themselves that seriously.
No.
Which I appreciated. Yeah. Like they'd have a lot of jokes, like same in their music videos and the lyrics. And I think actually I was just watching the Lost in Stereo music video before we started. Since I'm assuming you aren't familiar, it's basically just a bunch of footage of like concert footage.
I love music videos like that.
Yeah, so it's like concert footage as well as a bunch of like random behind the scenes little moments, and you know, there's them performing and taking pictures with fans and meeting fans, and then there's also one random clip where they're like passing a banana back and forth acting like it's a phone, and just they would just do stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of like absurdist humor going on in all of their videos.
Which song was it?
Lost in Stereo.
I've seen Weightless.
Yeah, I watched that one as well.
Fucking
they had a lot of like absurd, like you said, like absurd humor going on all the time. And I know at least like that's something that really appealed to me, is I really liked the humor and I liked the fact that they didn't take themselves super seriously. And Now you could still have that angst without it actually being like doom and darkness all the time. There was
no,
a levity
totally.
To
and
it.
Like that whole absurdist humor thing definitely feeds into like the raw waffles XD randomness of
exactly.
2007.
Kicking you out of the call.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was though. It was like,
that's true.
I'm so random and quirky.
That was waffles. Really like, that was their... That's where they were in terms
and that's
of,
where
like,
they were strong.
Band. Yeah. And they were really good for that. They were really good. And I think that's also part of the reason they appealed to like that younger female white audience, because that was the audience that was kind of into the
there
like,
for
kind of cute, raw, random. Woo.
They were into guys named Zach and Cody. Like
okay. Zach and names. Cody is your prime example. That's what you're going to stick with.
Those are some hardcore white names, bro.
Well, yeah, but it sounds like you're referencing the specific show.
Yeah, it does.
Funny enough, no, I'm not. But those are just the first two white names that came up.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong.
go on.
Oh boy. Okay, yeah. So Catherine, I have to ask.
Yes.
Publicly, what is your favorite album? Privately, what is your guilty pleasure album?
Wow.
Because I'm curious.
I'd say. For the most part, I'm public about it, primarily because I'm at this point, I feel no shame. I've already shared what my secret favorite Fall Out Boy album is, but
like it's an
nothing
ailment.
Personal. It holds a special place in my heart.
You're a big therapy bitch, aren't you?
No, actually, that's really? I don't like that song. As
I don't like that song either. All
it's,
of the fandom.
It's
like,
probably my least favorite on that album.
Oh,
Waitlist
God.
Was a favorite of mine. I really like Waitlist. And also like a large part of the reason this was holds a special place in my heart is because this is the first album I listened to by them.
Okay.
I'd heard a song or two from So Right It's Wrong before.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
So yeah, so
did
wrong
I just have a
right?
stroke.
You were close.
So wrong is right. Okay, yeah, I had a stroke for a second. I'm like, wait, that's not right. But
oh, no,
I had heard a couple stroke. Songs from that before, but I hadn't actually. I didn't really know who they were as a band. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. You were just
yeah,
like,
so,
this is it.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Lost in Stereo was the first song I heard by them.
Interesting.
It was like right after Nothing Personal had come out.
Okay.
So album holds a special place in my heart. It's also the first album I bought by them.
Ooh.
So yeah. I'd say it's okay. Probably that, both like publicly and privately, I guess.
That's
that
fair.
Being said, I do also actually like Don't Panic.
Oh, I love Don't Panic.
Yeah.
Don't Panic was like the return for me because like, I don't know, Nothing Personal, while has some great songs, was not it
yeah.
for me.
Again, it's more of like a personal thing than like, I think it's a really good album. It's just more of a, like, it holds a very special place in my heart because of that. Mm. But I do think they're better albums.
No,
that
that's fair.
Sense.
No, well, yeah. I think So Wrong It's Right is like a perfect album. Kind of like yeah. Panic at the Disco's first album is like
right.
perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. But
Don't Panic felt like a diary. Like it was
yeah.
very personal.
Yes.
That so. One, yeah, that one's definitely, I would say it's a close, like, it. Those would be, like, my top three, and I think that, like, it, of the top three, Nothing Personal would come third if I were ranking actually what I think is best,
fair.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like some songs on Dirty Work, too, but after knowing the history
yeah.
there, I feel a little
yeah,
bad about it.
Yeah, I like certain songs, but I'm not a huge fan of the entire album as a whole, and, like, that... part yeah. of their journey, I guess.
It was yeah. it was something I guess they had to go through, but it
yeah.
happened.
Yeah.
You just have to go through it.
They had some really good lyrics on that one, though. I'm not gonna lie. The sound wasn't there, but the lyrics were really good.
The lyrics were there. Yeah, the
oh,
sound
then,
was just like
my favorite Christmas song, no lie, because I hate Christmas music. My favorite Christmas song, probably second to Gerard Way saying All I Want for Christmas Is You, is Merry Christmas, Kiss My Ass from that
yes,
album.
Yes, I listen to
oh,
it. I listen to
Lord.
It all the time.
It's
the
such
time.
A good song.
It's so good. No, I do love that song.
I had that music video downloaded on my iPod Nano with the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
And I feel like Dancin', I remember I was very into that at the time. It was just
was
a fun song, you know?
It was fun. Well, the album was fun, for sure.
Yeah, it was a fun album, yeah. It just wasn't it definitely bad. Didn't have like, yeah. I really like I did Don't Panic. I liked a lot better though. That being said, like I did own Dirty Work. Like I bought that album because I was in deep, you know. Like I was buying every album they came out with. I didn't care.
See, I was a dirty pirater, so I think the first one I bought was Don't Panic. Yeah.
Don't Panic is one of the ones I know I have in my car right now.
I think I have mine in my car too.
I love that.
Huge LimeWire girl.
Oh no, I was not crafty enough for that. I was downloading MP4s from like random websites.
I think that's where it just kind of evolved to. I used to rip it from LiveJournal. Okay, they had this like indie blog. Mm-hmm. Where they just had like new releases of like Andrew Bird albums and like Sufjan when he was like new and just like, oh, listen to Illinois. I'm like, oh, let me check this shit out. Blew my mind.
Let me get on this.
Yeah, let me get on this. So I want the indie shit, you know, hearing Bon Iver.
Bon Iver, how dare you?
So I had an argument about that with a friend of mine.
Oh, no, I don't want to have this argument.
Yeah. All right. So he was just like, yeah, people call him Bon Iver. It's just like, it's Bon Iver. It's like, and I was like, shit,
it's dude. Bon Iver. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. That's our next episode. This is a whole debate of like, what? How do we pronounce this fucking asshole's name?
So related to the 2000s.
This idiotic band. Mm-hmm. I hate that band, by the way. Yeah. All time low. Does so, not
Jason, what is your story? Because you don't know.
I've seen Hey Maria, like I've seen that. Hey, yeah. Yeah, is that what it's called?
No.
What the fuck is it called, dude?
Dear Maria.
Hey Maria, what's up?
Hey, there's, Maria.
Have you ever noticed like names like
Jason wrote the song and have you ever noticed Maria?
Hey Maria.
Yo, Maria.
Have you ever noticed like songs with the girl names during this era, like Dear Maria, Check Yes Juliet, Helena, like they're all like massive hits.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had a lot of name based ones because there's also Stella.
Stella was a good one.
Stella, JC Ray. My dog.
No, JC Ray was Mayday Parade. Or are you just talking generally?
No, it isn't.
JC Ray's Mayday Parade.
I was just listening to This Is All Time Low and it was on there.
I fucked up. It's another one. You're so right. I'm sorry.
I was like, am I losing my mind? I could have sworn I just saw this on. I need you to know 80% of my preparation for this was listening to the This Is All Time Low playlist on Spotify.
I mean, that's on my regular lineup.
I will say All Time Low is they performed on Jimmy Kimmel last month. And Homeboy still has the same haircut. It's just a little thinner.
Wait, I missed
which it. I love. I love that.
What?
Who?
All Time Low was performed on Jimmy Kimmel Live like last month.
I mean, you saw like the highlights
for a new album. Do they still have it?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. They still kind of. It's just the lead that still has like the long sides and like the part.
Swoopy.
The big swoop. Mm-hmm. He still has that.
Sure. Well, I know he has a little bit of spikiness going on still.
It's probably hiding the hairline, TBH.
Don't be rude.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
Not here for slander.
You're always here for slander.
Not about All Time Low. I'll cut it out.
Wait, do you follow them on TikTok at Catherine?
I don't know. I didn't know they had one.
Yes. Every once in a while, Jack and Alex pop up on my For You page and I'm like, oh my God.
That's amazing. So Dear Maria was one that I've seen and like I had to like refresh my mind just now.
You watched the video?
Yeah, I've seen the video. I fucking hate this video so much. It's
the hair is a lot. It's basically long and kind of pushed over.
You know what's funny is that so many bands like this always had a shaved head member. They always had someone shaved head and just to balance out like the hair products.
The hair.
when they tore. Like they really like there's just a lot going on here that like as they get older cannot be pulled off anymore. Like I can't wait for All Time Low to be like to be like the Rolling Stones levels of just like we'll never stop.
I'm fine with that.
Like I want to see that hair in your 50s. That's what I want to see. I want to see like, can that still work? Is there still hope for people like that.
It's gonna come back.
I would like
around.
To see it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
Back. You think it's coming back?
No, I don't think it's coming back.
Okay.
At this moment.
Yeah.
But it's gonna come around again.
I think I'm
like how every decade cycles through another time. Like we've hit 90s. I'm just waiting for 2000s fashion to come back.
We're headed.
Right. Denim on denim. I'm so ready.
Oh, God.
It's fucking amazing. And like the fucking the streaks, and it's just like the kind of the kind of moppy sweaty look that's just like people really loved back then. And it's just like, and they're performing teen power pop in a strip club with one stripper that won't actually strip.
Emo music went through the evolution of going to rap, which honestly I'm like, or
is
I should say,
yeah,
but
is All Time Low emo or more pop punk?
It's more pop punk, I would
say. I would
say
pop punk.
Like, okay. if you look at Wikipedia, every like distinction, almost every like description is some version of pop, like punk, like punk pop, alt pop, emo pop. Like, it's all kind of a mix.
This feels very pop punk.
Very pop punk. Almost, I would say borderline scene. Like, these are the girls that became hardcore scene girls. This is the first step. This is the gate.
It's the gateway drug.
And this is for like, and this is music for like all the guys that still laugh at like fart jokes and shit like that.
Oh,
like,
that's so mean.
Yeah. What? I'm not wrong though. Like, I knew motherfuckers like this.
Okay, but have you listened to Remembering Sunday? Because it's very important.
Have you?
I haven't.
God. Go listen.
What is that?
Go listen.
No, you have to. It's their it's hands down their best song.
Hands down, bro.
They're most iconic, for sure.
That's humongous.
Like, Remembering Sunday has the same impact on people as, like, that first G note from Welcome to the Black Parade.
Exactly. Yes.
Holy shit. There's a live performance.
Like, same impact.
Ooh, the live performance isn't bad because the lady in the song comes on stage. Spoilers. But are you listening to it? Okay. Well, he shook his head. So, Catherine...
This song has been included in a Nicholas Sparks film, 100%.
Probably. I mean, like, it's the whole song.
Literally,
is a Nicholas Sparks film.
Listening to this, the scene is they just broke up. It's been a week. It's raining. And he showed up at her house to apologize.
I think I know the backstory. I could be very wrong. It's been years, but. Mm-hmm. Catherine, correct me if I'm wrong or if I'm just spouting bullshit over here, but I'm pretty sure it was Alex met a girl at Warped Tour when they were on tour, and the song is about her because she like low-key ghosted him.
I've heard something like that, but I
don't know if it's
remember
true
for sure.
This is pure
just speculation.
I do not know if you've seen this video that I just kind of found. But in 2018, they performed this song, and it was with Halsey, and with fucking Halsey. And so,
oh my god,
I'm
honestly, she's a good pick for that one, though.
She's an amazing singer.
No, I think that could work.
Hold on, where is she? I would kill for that remix. Honest, she sounds really good, but she comes near like the tail end of the song.
Yeah, that's how it is in the original song. It's just near the end they do this like harmony thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know music.
they kind of grab their voices and kind of kiss each
just
other.
Just put them together.
They sandwich them together.
Well, I think the OG was Juliet Sims from a smaller known band, Automatic Love Letter.
Oh. So. Okay, cool. Sick. Yeah, fucking Halsey, dude. No escape.
Halsey's a good pick, though.
That's a solid pick, dude.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
Absolutely not. No escape, though. The Halsey memes remain.
Halsey probably listened to them.
100%.
In high school.
Her music is so influenced by emo music.
Absolutely.
100%, dude.
Well, she was the new age emo, too. So.
You know, one thing I saw when I was reading Wikipedia that I forgot to mention is that they started out as a Blink-182 cover band.
They look... Oh, my God. I could... Holy shit. Dear Maria is just like, literally Blink
so
would do this.
Yeah, so that's how they started, which is great because...
They started out doing covers, not as a cover band.
That's how they practice. Holy shit, the correction.
I've been
Holy
corrected. Shit,
the correction. She was like slow. Just
walking past. Like, she's
know
not
your fucking role, bro. Whoa.
But
your girlfriend's like the VH1 pop-up video that says actually and then gives you the real facts.
Fact checking.
You have no idea. You have no idea. She listens to a lot of podcasts and she has good detail retention, which I don't. So I get corrected a lot.
That's fucking but, crazy, dude.
But which I do enjoy that, because then when I was watching the Weightless music video, there's one of those little moments where, like, you know, some guy's talking about him and it pops up like, oh, they're just ripping off Blink 182. Mm-hmm. And then some other guy's like, All Time Low and Fall Out Boy are ripping off Blink 182. And so I love that little reference, you know?
That's fun. And that's the thing too, is that they're fun about.
Yeah.
They make they'll make fun of them, they'll to make fun at themselves a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
like
it's... Blink really gave confidence to a lot of those bands to really just have fun.
Yeah, it was the first wave of
It's just like, you shouldn't give a shit, like, you are making punk music, like, you shouldn't, like the very pure definition of it is to really not give a shit.
Yeah.
It's to just be free-willed, and it's just like, you should do whatever the fuck you want. No band will ever run in the street naked again, but that's just like, it's already been done. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it be.
That's how it be. All Time Low will not whip their nuts out in the middle of California and just run across.
No. Although they might. I don't know.
No.
They
want parody Backstreet Boys. Like, All the Small Things is such an amazing video, dude.
That is a good one.
It
that's
is.
All I'm thinking about. It's such a good video.
So how do you feel about Remembering Sunday otherwise?
Me?
Yeah.
It sounds like a good song, but I think it could have been better, in my opinion. I think if another band had made that song, it could have been better, I think. I think, like, and it also, like, that voice, like, that pop punky voice during that time was so prevalent in so many other bands that they all sounded like this. And so to have, like, a different vocalist do it, what I think would punch harder, like, aka Gerard Way. Gerard Way had such a different voice.
Gerard Way was also a grown ass man, though. Like,
yeah,
no shade, but All Time Low is so much younger than the rest of the Mike Hem squad.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like they came in a little later.
Yeah,
okay. To a younger audience.
Sure. Sure. They're in their 30s now and still sing like this. So what's the real fucking excuse? Okay.
I will say one thing is one of my girlfriend's arguments against them was that she's like, what have they done that, like,
why is she not here?
Done?
Why is she not here?
She wasn't invited. I told you.
Tell her to come in now.
But, like, one of her arguments is that there's nothing they haven't done, they've done that no one else has done. But the thing is like, I don't think they're necessarily I don't think they're creating paths, you know, like, I don't think
this isn't Radiohead,
they're not trailblazers, you know, but like, they what they're doing isn't wildly iconic, but they're really good at, like, what they do.
It's
like,
very consistent.
They do, yeah, they're very consistent with what they do. They found, they're like, oh, this is our thing, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna have fun doing it, and it worked really well for them.
And they've also done a great job of cementing their image and their sound into your fucking brains.
Yeah,
like, absolutely. Literally bringing up the band makes you gasp.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, like, because I mean, personally, I just think their music is so solid. Like, I can listen to a whole playlist of All Time Low and probably only skipped one or two songs. One of those is going to be Therapy, but, like, I can listen to their discography through and not feel like I've heard something too much or too little.
You know? Like I said, they're one of the only bands from back then that, like, I still listen to, not just their new music, but their old music too, because there's some stuff from back then, like, I kind of have to be in the mood for it. Like, I won't just listen to it casually, but they come up when my phone's on shuffle and I'm like, yep,
we're doing this now.
Yeah. Let's fucking go, dude.
You know?
And plus their EP, oh boy, what was it called? The Party Scene? That was a really good album for what little production value they had.
Yeah.
It didn't deserve to be that good. Coffee Shop soundtrack is...
Yo, bring her in, dude. Bring her in.
They want to know.
I'm bringing her. I want her on the next episode.
Jason doesn't really like them that much either.
They're boring.
Oh my god.
And that's why she wasn't invited.
That's amazing.
So wait, what was your like peak emo band then?
Wait, come back. She wants to know what your
peak emo band is.
Because I have to know now.
She's like, yo, I was a Tool fan.
Success-wise or peak?
Did you
come?
Like, MCR is like my go-to.
Your favorite. Like, if you're like,
my eyes are in my teenage heart. There are two, there's a lot of different things here.
In her eyes or in her teenage heart?
Your life, dude.
You're getting into your car and you're having angsty fucking feelings. And
you're getting into your car and you have to go sit with your feelings. What are you listening to?
How old am I?
Now!
Right now. Like, right now.
You're nostalgic. You're feeling nostalgic. You're feeling nostalgic right now.
It's not a 23andMe. It's just a...
What'd you say?
It's not emo. Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick, what the fuck? You mean to tell me that Hope is out here bawling in her car listening to Swimming Pools?
Come here. Put this in so you can join the conversation.
Is she plugged in?
You want to repeat that now that she has a headphone?
So you mean to tell me that when you're in your car, you're like, let me bawl out to Swimming Pools. Let me ball out to Section 80.
Pools. He has a lot of different levels, man. I get in my feelings and then I need to breathe. So I listen to Kendrick and I rap to myself. What do you do?
I think that's
a normal thing to do.
This is now a better episode. She's like, what do I like? I fucking cry. I don't like, you know what's gonna make me cry listening to All Right or the Black or the Berry. I was just like, I need to deal with my guilt,
Jason,
as a white privileged human being. Like,
stop.
What I want to know is MCR making you cry, yay or nay?
Yay.
Sorry. Sometimes.
Sometimes. It really depends on the day.
Okay, but
I just love that what age am I? What year am I time traveling to?
No, I really
though, because like when I was 16, it was definitely Mayday Parade. It would have been Mayday Parade.
That's what I was looking for.
But today, I tried to listen to Mayday Parade today and I couldn't do it. I was like, I used to listen to this song and weep to myself about how amazing it was, and now I cannot get to the second verse. So like
holy shit, dude.
She was not enjoying All Time Low while we were listening either.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Yeah, I know. You're making fun of me. You said I sound like a cat that was going to throw up.
Only when you were doing that on purpose, though.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't singing seriously, but yeah.
That's fucking amazing. Wow.
You're very supportive.
Okay. Well,
this was my I was having such a down. I was having such a rough day, and then she was just like Kendrick Lamar, and I just immediately woke up. I was like, "Holy shit!" My heart rate's at like 98. I was like, "Holy shit!"
I think that's a normal thing to listen to.
No, it is. It is.
I kind of sure. it's all subjective, you know.
True.
True. I'm kind of shook right now because I've never heard that before in my life. I think you're the first person, possibly the only person who does that. I think most people do it to like Mac Miller.
You don't know many people from Atlanta, do you?
No, dude. I'm just up here, DMV. You know, it's just them.
Couple of DC punks.
Just a couple of DC punks, dude.
Ew.
Yeah, ew. Big reference.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's wild. That's wild as fuck.
I'm gonna go make dinner.
Thank you.
Bye.
Holy shit.
Thank you for
your contribution. I see a Mayday though.
Mayday Parade. All right. 100%.
I've actually never seen All Time Low. But I have seen Mayday Parade twice.
I literally thought she was gonna say Bright Eyes, and I was like, please say Bright Eyes. Please say Bright Eyes.
No.
She reminds me.
It was gonna be like the Ready Set or something, which is like
that would have been hilarious.
She to more rap and hip hop, so
yeah, I know. Yeah, she was almost like testing my rap knowledge. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I think I'm just going to make it a meme that we never talk about Christina Aguilera ever. I've been pushing
her. I would like to say I started reading Jessica Simpson's book yesterday.
How is it?
And in it, when she goes to the Mickey Mouse Club auditioning thing, she describes Christina Aguilera as a small, quiet, mousy kind of girl.
She is small. Can I find the video that's been going around Twitter of Jessica Simpson? I can't. No, it's really good.
When I finish the book, God. Maybe we can do a Jessica Simpson episode.
Yeah, 100%.
Can I be the worst and request that we do Shrek at some point? Because I have such an
infinite. How have knowledge. We not?
Me and Aram have been watching the Shrek movies.
As you should.
No, my mom is obsessed with Shrek. Like, I can quote these movies as they're playing. I have seen them so many times.
Jason, are you adding it to our list?
Yes.
Good.
So next episode, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite fucking shows, My Super Sweet 16.
My God.
Yeah. I think it's...
I am so excited for you guys.
It is. Guys, it is... Have you never seen the show, Catherine? I feel like you've seen a few episodes.
I have, but it's been a long time.
It is flames, my friend. It is fucking amazing. Yeah, okay. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome episode. See you next
good
time.
Chat, y'all. Thanks for having me.
See you next time, fam.
Bye.
Bye.